Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Renata Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. More than 90 million listeners, can you imagine? We are being heard, yes, in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, France, Italy, Virgin Isles, Pakistan, Malaysia. Oh, my Lord, just literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We want to present to you at this time the man whom God has chosen, but the time is this, to lead the world into 2 billion praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, without any further ado, this great man of God, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you, and thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. I appreciate wonderful introductions, and all of you on the prayer line, God bless you. This is a wonderful night to give God praise. I'll tell you, he deserves it. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. And I thank God for saving me. It's just a wonderful privilege of giving the one who saved us, excuse me, praise, and the creator of all things praise. Our platform for this time on the blog line is simply to try to thank God 1,000 times. I was on the plane on my way from Florida back to Texas at that time when we lived in Texas. And God had been so good to me. I was marveling at his wonderful goodness. I said, God, you've been so good. And I said, if I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. I wasn't thinking about anything specifically. I just said those words. And I let my seat back, and I was trying to go to sleep. And in the midst of trying to go to sleep, the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? I had forgotten that quickly. I said, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? I said, Lord, I don't know how to thank the Lord 1,000 times. But I'll try. I took out my handkerchief from my pocket, and I put it over my mouth. I didn't want people to think I was crazy. And covered my mouth and turned my head toward the window, and the jets on the plane were making quite a bit of noise, so I didn't figure anybody could hear me anyway, just the Lord. And I started saying, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. See, you can't thank the Lord from your heart and not feel his presence. He inhabits praise parties, not pity parties, but praise parties. I just start saying, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Before I knew it, I had thanked God 100 times. And it started getting good. Excuse me. So I continued. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Before I knew it, I had thanked him 200 times. Then I started naming things that he had done. And this one I call putting substance in it. You know, we have people on the prayer line just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You need to every now and then put some substance. What are you thanking him for? Put his name in that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for sparing my life. See, you should have been dead, and you know you should have been dead by now. But your spiritual life, why don't you thank him for that a while? Thank you for, Lord, healing my body. Some of y'all, you know you've been healed. Why don't you thank him for that a while? And I start saying things like, thank you for waking me up this morning. Every day I'm going to see my mother in the hospital. And if you could see some of those folk, you would be thanking him for waking you up in the morning and then starting you. Some people can't get out of bed. Yeah, they have to have the nurses to help them turn over. I started thanking him for reasons, putting substance behind it. And before I knew it, I was up to about 800 times. I was about to shout in my seat. I couldn't take it. I tell you, the anointing will make you run when there ain't nothing running behind you. It'll make you holler when there's nothing bothering you. And I was about to holler loud as I could on that plane. I just got up and started walking down the aisle, looked back there and saw the restroom. I said, well, if I can make it there, I'm going to give God a holler. And as I started toward the restroom, I thought about how he healed me of asthma. I was born with asthma. Couldn't breathe correctly to save my life. Blowing the saxophone with asthma. Having an asthma attack was determined I was going to blow. And Jesus healed me while I was blowing, I believe, either Amazing Grace or Only What You Do for Christ Will Last. When I came to, I was healed. Holy Ghost said, check your lungs. There was no asthma in my lungs. I haven't had it since. Thank you, Lord. I thought about that. I walked in that restroom and closed the door, locked it, and began to shout for joy. See, that's where this 1,000 thank yous originated. On that flight from, I believe, Florida back to Texas, as the Lord moved in my heart to thank him 1,000 times, I began to tell other folks. Because God gave me a miracle when I thanked him 1,000 times. I'm a witness that he'll give you a miracle. And we started this 1,000 thank yous. Don't let nobody tell you, oh, No. I'm just telling you where it started. And the Lord began to bless. And then that was during the time that I was on a 1,000-day fast. Well, you say, well, I don't believe that. Yes, it did happen. I got a book that tells you all about it. You want to know about it, we have to send you a book. And so the platform of this line here is just basically to thank God 1,000 times, get you a miracle. You got cancer? I dare you to thank him 1,000 times. No telling what God may do. You got diabetes? I dare you to thank him 1,000 times. You got carpal tunnel? You blind, you can't hear? Get somebody to hear for you and let them tell you. Thank him 1,000 times and see what happens to you. You broke, can't pay your bills? I'd like to challenge you to thank God 1,000 times tonight and see what God will do. Whatever the problem is, got a son who is in prison? Thank him 1,000 times for your son getting out of prison. That's what we do. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What you might want to do is make your request known to the Lord. And after you make your request known unto the Lord, then start thanking him like it's already done. That's faith. You don't wait to hear the doctor say, oh, you healed the cancer. No. No more cancer. No, thank him before that. That's faith. Anybody can thank him after the doctor says no more cancer. They just go thanking God. But when you thank him like it's already done, that's a pronunciation of faith. Yeah, that's faith. All right, make your request known unto the Lord. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds, maybe a minute. And then after you make your request known unto the Lord, oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory. Then we're going to pray, and then I'll lead you to thank him 1,000 times. Only a few people can do that because I can't open, you know, we got 90 million listeners, but I can't open but a few lines. But if you want to, if your line says open, make sure you open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord. All right, make your request known unto the Lord. You got about a minute. God bless you. I'm going to make mine known. Why don't you do it also? God bless you. I hope you got a chance to make your request known to the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for what you've done. We pray that you just honor these requests tonight. God, bless the people everywhere. And I thank you, Lord, because this thank you helps us to focus in on the spiritual rather than the natural. I thank you, Lord, because this thank you helps to usher in the presence of the Lord. I want to thank you because this thank you positions us to receive a miracle, an ultra-awesome miracle from the Lord. And I want to thank you because giving these thank yous to you helps to motivate and encourages others to thank you 1,000 times a night or a day. Thank you for it, Lord. We love you. We praise you. We give you the glory and all the adoration. Be unto thee, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you care to thank you with us, come on, join us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you, thank
you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 thank
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We have need of you, and before we ask,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We'll
be sheltered. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your provision, everyone. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for the blood running through my veins, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's not by chance that we have come together tonight and we are with one accord. The Holy Ghost says that this is the format that he will be using through us as he prepares his people to bring his people together. They're going to be thanking God like the world has never seen. You think the Super Bowl praises those football players or whatever? No. Not like the people will praise God. Yeah, it will come. And there's going to be a clearing call that I believe God is going to allow me to make. It's going to be to the world, and they'll come from the east, west, the north, the south. To give a praise like the world's never seen. It's going to come. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's going to be this year or next year or 10 years, I don't know. God is a God of an overtiming. Jesus doesn't even know when he's coming back. God controls timing. And it shall be a clearing call one day. Now, I want you to know that the Lord has you on for a reason. Amen.
Yes.
He's getting us ready. Remember when the old saints used to sing, Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Yeah.
Amen.
Jesus getting us ready for that great day. He's getting us ready for that great day. It's not just by chance that we're on the line giving God 1,000 thank yous. And collectively over 2 billion, perhaps more than that, but I'm being kind. But many billions of praises are going up each night. They praise him in Africa, Asia, India, Brazil, England, France, Spain, everywhere. And it's not by chance that God has you leading the praise to people all over the world. Yeah.
Yes.
I want you to get the word out. And because, you know, the devil wants to, anytime something bad happens, he'll try to put the word out, especially if it's about the church or anybody in the church. He'll try to put the word out everywhere. I'm going to preach a message, and maybe this Sunday at our church at Amazing Grace. And it's entitled, Don't Let the Devil Talk Crazy. Yeah, don't let the devil talk crazy to you. And one of the ways I'm saying you don't let the devil talk crazy to you is you talk back. You talk crazy. Of course, what you're saying is not crazy, but he calls it crazy. Talk crazy back to him. Yeah, I'm going to show you how to do that. I won't show you. This is part of my message. But you can talk crazy back to the devil and shut him up. Yeah, you can do it. And I'm going to preach that message. I hope y'all hear it. I'm going to preach it Amazing Grace, and I'm going to bring it to the prayer line. I'm going to preach it. Don't let the devil talk crazy to you. And then I may bring it to the blog. Don't let the devil talk crazy to you. Somebody ought to have that right there. Don't you do it. And I got scripture for it. Don't let the devil talk crazy to you. Yeah. And I want y'all to know that as the Lord prepares to use you at the forefront of praise like the world has never seen, be sure to thank him and recognize a miracle. Now, I mean this. I want all of you all to bring impossible situations to this blog line. All I'm going to do is just challenge them, if they will, to thank God 1,000 times and watch and see what happens. Yeah. I don't care what's wrong with them. If you got somebody who has a son on drugs, whatever, get them to this blog line. I want to challenge them to thank God for their son. The Bible says in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You said your sister, and you haven't spoken in 15 years, 20 years. See if some way you can get them on this blog line. Because I'm going to challenge them to thank God 1,000 times and see what happens to them.
Thank you, God.
I want you to know that whenever God steps in the room, everything is subject to him. What do you mean subject? In other words, I must obey him. Whenever God steps in your room, everything must obey him. I don't care what it is, pancreatic cancer, whatever it is. Listen, when he steps in the room, everything is subject to him. Uh-huh. So bring many more people on the front line. I had a lady who gave a testimony, I think it was today, on our prayer line in the morning at 6 a.m. I'll give you that number in a little while here. But she was just thanking God for her friend who had given her the number to this prayer line. Let me tell you something. You get them over here and your friend will thank you not only this day, but they'll thank you a long, long, long time. But you're getting them on this blog line and on the prayer line in the morning. And yes, it is true. We started with 3 people, and now we're at 90 million. And it is true that God is blessing in an ultra awesome way. We're making ambassadors through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. And we're not having respect to person. An ambassador can be a female as well as a male. In Christ, there's no east or west. No male nor female. Yeah. So, I mean, we're making through the auspices of the Holy Ghost ambassadors everywhere. And then, see, ambassadors are 2 nations. They're not to 1 or 2 churches, 15, maybe 200 or 300 churches. No. Ambassadors are 2 nations. They got a word for the king many times. Yeah. They will forget when the Lord blessed me to play for the president of Kenya. And the people, after I blew my horn, they came up to me and said, I know you were thrilled. I said, I was honored, but I wasn't thrilled. They said, you don't know this man. He's like a king here in Kenya, President Moi. And they said, you ought to be thrilled to praise him. I said, you know, I wasn't thrilled, but I was honored. They said, why weren't you thrilled to play for this president? I said, because every time I blow my horn, I always keep in mind that I'm not blowing for man. I blow for the King of Kings. as the Lord of Lords. So for Jesus. And if you keep that in mind, it won't matter who it is. It won't mean much to you except blowing for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Now, again, I'm challenging you to bring people, no matter what the problem is, bring them. I won't challenge them to thank God 1,000 times. And let's see what the Lord will do. Amen. I want to thank all of y'all for being on the blog line tonight. I'm a little tired, as you can tell from my voice. I've been getting up going to be with my mother every morning at the hospital at about 4 o'clock. Our families, you know, we are standing watch over her. We almost lost her. Man, she became very weak in her body. And you don't want to ever... I said this morning, but let me repeat it to you because the repetition comes from God.
Thank you.
You don't ever want to let your parents or your loved ones, whoever's in the hospital sick or whatever, don't ever make them feel like they're a nuisance or like, you know, they are a bother. Yeah. Flip that flip around. Flip it around. Make your parents... or whoever your loved one is, make them feel as though you believe it's an honor. It's an honor to do it for them. If you have to give them a bath, do it as if it's an honor. If you have to take them around, do it like it's an honor. If you have to pay their bill, do it like it's an honor. I say this as a teaching tool here. My mother, who was just about 95 in just about a couple weeks. They moved her from the hospital to the rehab center. They're going to exercise her body. And I won't name the name of the rehab, but they, after requesting a bath, she was there about a week. They didn't even give her a bath. And we were angry about it, of course. That's why we moved her out of there. And now she's back at the Shawnee Mission Hospital in Kansas City, Shawnee, Kansas. And my point is, see, things like that, when your people get elderly, you got to watch it. Because if they become frustrated, they may feel as though they're better, they want to leave this world. They're better off, might as well go on and be with the Lord. And the Lord will give them free will and answer that cry. So you got to keep them encouraged. And I'm saying this about the bath. I never thought I would say this, you know. But I did. When I saw her that morning, she said, "Son, they didn't even give me a bath over there. I requested it twice. They did not do so." And I saw the enemy was using that to basically try to discourage her. And I said, "Mama, that ain't no problem." I said, "David and I, my brother, you got two daughters. They'll give you a bath. And if they don't, I will give you a bath. Mom and my brother will give you a bath." I never thought I would say anything like that. But you got to understand that if you let things like that keep you from making your mother feel like she's not a bother, you may fool around and open the door for the devil to slip in the back door.
Oh.
You better do everything you can for your mother. Forget the body. It's created by God. And what we were going to do, we're going to sit her chair in there, which is a metal and vinyl chair, and help her with her robe on to that shower, whatever. And let her go in there and take care of herself. See, you don't know who will have to give you a bath before you leave this world. You don't know who might have to wipe your behind. Don't let the enemy use you to discourage your loved one. Make them know whatever they need, it's an honor. It's an honor. Why? By by the time you get to be about 75, 85 years old, and the Lord starts letting you reap those good things that you did for your loved ones, you'll be happy, happy you did. God bless you. I hope you hear me this night. This is for somebody. And the Lord wants to bless you. Don't let anything embarrass you when it comes to your parents or your loved ones. Just do what needs to be done. I almost said do the work of an evangelist. Amen. You are a worker of the Lord when you do things like that for these seniors. See, I want to tell you something before I get off here tonight. One of the reasons why the devil tries to make this society that we live in America make us think that seniors have to be put out to pasture, or you might want to say that they're no use. Everything is centered around the young people. You know, Hollywood wants to make you think everything is centered around the young people.
All right.
But you gotta watch that thing, because see, it's the enemy trying to do away with the elderly people in America or any other country. And why, Dr. Johnson? The reason is because they know too many of his secrets. They know they've been through stuff that the devil has pulled on them. And the devil wants to get the mentality that, you know, keep them out of the way. Shut them up. You don't need them no more. They're old. Turn them out. And when they're the ones that we really need, because these young folks don't know nothing. I said, they don't know nothing. And it's those seniors who have known, who have been through struggles with the devil, and sometimes they fail many times. That's why they know so much. But God needs them around here to keep you from going in the ditch. Yeah. They'll help you and help keep you out of ditches. That's why the devil wants them more out of the way. He wants to shut them up because they know too many of his secrets. And when they start saying, "Don't go that wrong, don't go that down that road, baby," because that road will kill you. Don't go down that road, because that road will cause you nightmares every night. Don't go down there, because they're trying to trick you and pull a train on you. See, those seniors know those. They know how to keep you out of situations that will destroy your life. And the Bible says the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So make sure you keep these seniors encouraged so they can stay around here. Why? So they can tell you some of the secrets that the enemy will try to use on you. I hope you hear me tonight. Gotta go. Love y'all. I don't believe in the
Chief Ambassador.
Time.
Chief Ambassador.
Yes.
Chief Ambassador.
Yes, I hear you.
This is Mother Woods.
I hear you. Go ahead.
I have a testimonial about my mother. My mother lived to be 102 years old. She's been there for 2 years now. But I took care of my mother for 5 years. I put everything on hold. Mm-hmm. And took care of my mother. Yes, I bathed her. Yes, I dressed her. Yes, I fed her. I took care of her. She was my prayer partner. We prayed together day and every night before she went to bed. I undressed her, and we had prayer and sang. And yes, she sowed into my life. She sowed into my life. From a child, that's who I wanted to be like, was like my mother. And I tell you, she planted a lot into me, and I'm very thankful for it. So I understand what you're saying about your mother, and I'll encourage anyone to take care of your mother. Honor your mother, because God will bless you for it. And Ambassador, I just thank God for you, and I'm praying for you and your mother, because it's a great thing. If I had it to do all over again, I would do it, because I put everything on hold to take care of my mother.
That's
she stayed right in her own house slept in her own bed, sit in her own chair, ate at her own kitchen table. And I believe just by the love, showing her that kind of love, help her to live longer when you show them love.
I
just
know
like
that.
What you're saying.
Thank
just
you,
like
Jesus.
What you're saying. Love helps people live longer. It helps them when they know their love. God bless you, Ambassador. Thank you for this space.
Thank you. Thank you for that testimony. Awesome. Awesome.
Praise God. The prayer line.
Else, someone
up? Yes, you
go
forgot
ahead.
To give out the prayer line number.
All right, let me give it to you now. You got a pen?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to say it slowly. Dial 712.
Okay.
Then 775.
All right.
Then 7085. Now let me
is
give
it a
to
code?
You again. 712. Let me give you the number again. 712-775-7085. And then the code.
Okay.
The code is 936.
936.
Zero. Yeah, 936-00. Five.
Okay,
and so many miracles are happening.
And the pound
right.
sign. The
okay,
pound
it's a
pound.
Ambassador.
Yeah. Hold on, let me let her read it back to me. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 712-775-7085 and the code is 9336. 936.
No, 936.
Uh huh.
936.
Mhm.
005.
Oh, 20. Yes, sir. Thank you, Ambassador.
936. 005. And then press pound. Thank you all for reminding me of that.
All right, thank you so much.
936-005 and pound. God bless you. All right.
All right, God.
Before I go, someone else has something to say. If so, speak up. I almost had me doing it like a wedding. Speak up, I'll forever hold your peace. All right. You have something else to say, go ahead. Lines to both.
Awesome teaching.
Thank you so much. Anyone else?
Get some rest.
I will. Amen. Oh, my Lord. Well, thank God for Ambassador Lady Betty. That's my wife. I wish y'all could get to know her better. She is a darling sweetheart. And she will bless your life. Just being around her will bless your life. Quiet woman, not on the forefront, but behind the scenes. Yeah. I sent her a text the other day and just said, what did I say? You besides God, besides the Lord, you are the best thing that has ever happened to me.
Okay.
And she is. Yeah.
The blessing.
So,
God.
Wish I could know her better. She's a blessing. All right. Love all of y'all and appreciate you. Thank you for being with us on this blog line. It is so much fun thanking God 1,000 times. My God. What a privilege. What a pleasure it is in thanking the Lord 1,000 times. Jesus. I'm telling you, you positioned yourself to get a miracle. Amen. Now, I gave y'all four reasons why it's good to do it. I want you to use them, but don't plagiarize me. What do you mean, Dr. Johnson? Well, do it like you do the Word of God. I heard Paul say, yeah, I pressed toward the mark. But don't get up and say, just the other day I wrote this out, the Lord gave me this. I pressed for the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. No, you didn't write that. Paul wrote it. And you're happy to give him the proper props. I heard Paul say this. You don't get up and say, put the red writing in the Bible and take credit for it, do you? No, you just say, Jesus said this, da-da-da. Yeah, I am the bread of life. You give him, you don't plagiarize Jesus. You don't plagiarize Paul because it's incorrect. And so if you get something from me, all you have to do, like you're writing a dissertation, just say that according to Dr. Bernard Johnson, or you say according to, if you get my book, don't plagiarize me. Just say according to the book, 1,000 Days of Fasting, Dr. Johnson said da-da-da, da-da-da. That's all you have to do. Just give the proper respect on the proper notation. That's all you have to do. I realize that we are on something great about the 1,000. Thank you on that. And but see, we got folks who are pirates out here who say, yeah, they try to take credit for something they never thought of. So I'm just asking, don't plagiarize me. You can be in your prayer meeting, just say, I heard Dr. Bernard Johnson say this or that. You can be in your national meeting, say, I heard Dr. Bernard Johnson, or he said this. And that's fine. But there are a lot of hours that we spent getting what we have gotten. Yeah, a lot of time, a lot of knee power. So I ask you, just don't plagiarize me. I'm happy to let you use anything that I have, anything. You can use any quote or any idea or anything. Just don't plagiarize me. Just say, I heard Dr. Bernard Johnson say this. And if you do that, I'm happy and glad to let you use it. God bless you. We love you. Don't mean this arrogant in any way, but hopefully you'll take the example that we have in the Bible, that you cannot take the words of Paul, you cannot take the words of Luke or John, Matthew or Mark, even Obadiah. You can't take Ezekiel and the weeping prophet Jeremiah. They have put in their text and say that, you know, like you wrote it. God get you. All right, love you. May y'all have a good night. And I'm so happy. Tonight I'm not in the hospital, but yet my heart is there with my mother. And I'm saying this because I can give you this. Whatever you're going through, just remember, God's going to work it out. It's going to be all right. I got my music back. I'm back in my office. Have a good night. The Lord bless you. May something great happen to you. Oh, God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Father, I offer the final blessing. I offer the final blessing over the people. Bless them in the city, those who remain. Oh, God, to get this final blessing, let it be upon them. Bless their health and bless their strength. Bless them walk right, talk right. Give them ideas going from the medulla oblongata, Lord, very swiftly, and cure any type of stroke. And God can cure them and bless them and make the brain cells, God, respond even quicker, that they may be well in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, and we bless your holy name. Thank God. Amen, amen. Have a wonderful night. It's going to be all right.
Thank you.